Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. This is episode number 434. It's going to be a great show. It's about Duckling Day, something that I've been involved with from the fringes for a while through my Rotary Club, Clintonville Rotary, but something that I got to experience for the first time yesterday. All right. Now, hey, before we get started with the show, and also later in the show, if time, and I think there'll be time, we're going to bring you 8 ways you've been brushing your teeth all wrong. Okay? Now, as I mentioned, before we get started, if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you'd go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. The page is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. All past episodes of this show are available, complete with video, at thereasonswesmile.com. And a couple announcements I want to mention. One I've been mentioning a little bit already, which is on June 10th, I will be holding my 6th annual Dentistry from the Heart event. It is free fillings, free extractions, free cleanings. It's from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. at 4308 North High Street. And we would love to have, if you're a dentist or a dental hygienist or a dental assistant, we'd love your help. Please call my office at 614-262-9588. If you are not a dentist and still want to help, or, you know, non-dental, we need those helpers as well. And if you're a person who would like to have some free dental care, you just come and register and we will get you fixed up. Okay. Now, another announcement is that the very next day, my Rotary Club, Clintonville Rotary, is presenting Movies in the Park. It is the movie, Disney movie, Inside Out. And this is on Saturday, June 11th at Whetstone Park in the Lower Fields. It starts at dusk, approximately 8:45, and it's open to all, and it is free. Brought to you by the Clintonville Rotary. Okay, well, that's pretty cool, and just all of this just adds to the flavor of the community, something I'm very proud to be a part of. And besides free dental care at my event, the Dentist from the Heart event, you will actually be able to, we're going to have the Children's Hospital mobile healthcare van there. We're going to have all kinds of things that you will be able to receive in addition to the free dental care. Okay, so like I said, today's show is about Duckling Day and 8 ways to, you've been brushing your teeth all wrong, so let's get started. All right, so we are at Duckling Day. This is a Smiles from the Street episode, and Duckling Day is something that takes place at Whetstone Library in Clintonville. It's been, I understand, been going on for about 30 years, and we're going to take a little walking tour of it. So basically, inside the library, we have a puppet show, crafts, we have music, and this is an awesome event where kids, their families, everybody comes together to have fun on a nice spring day. So when I walk into the library, I see music. There's a little group over there entertaining the kids, a little folk group. And then looks like we have a room that has a puppet show. They're going to do a little puppet show in there. And then here we have a coloring table where kids can decorate ducks. This is pretty cool. Actually, they're putting tissue paper, gluing it onto the ducks, giving them feathers. Is that what that is, pretty much? Okay. That's what it is? What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How old are you?
4.
4. Show me what you're doing.
What?
What are you doing? What are you doing there?
Making a duck.
Making a duck. Okay. Awesome. You going to name it?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. You have a good day, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for coming, guys. All right. So let's see. What do we have over here? Over here, we have people doing other crafts. Oh, now this one, they're actually coloring pictures of ducks. And there is a play area. Looks like for grandparents. We have, oh, they're calling it Quacky Crafts. Here they're making wings. So are you guys helping with this event today?
Yes. Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Julia Carney.
Hi, Julia. So tell me what the kids are doing.
Over here they're making little paper bag hand puppet ducks.
Hand puppet ducks?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one that's already done?
I think they have one over there.
Oh, I see it. Okay. What's his name?
I don't know. We're actually working in the crafts over here, so...
There's nobody in your area.
Oh. They're having everybody, like, move through and start, like...
Okay. Let me go have him show me the duck.
All right, cool.
What are you guys making in the back?
We have little... Here, you can come over here and see if you'd like. We have little duck eggs that are sitting in the grass where you, like, take an egg and you make a little duck on it. And then we have little puppets over here where you can color the ducks and make, like, a... There's a little background, and you can do, like, a finger play with them.
Oh, okay, for finger puppets.
Yeah, kinda. Sort of, yeah.
Okay, now what do you know about Duckling Day? How long has this been going on, and did you do this when you were a child?
Yeah, I have done this since I was, like, a year old, and so...
So you've come to it every year, and now you're helping.
Yep.
So when you came, was it to get you interested or excited about coming to the library so that you read more?
No, I think my parents just, I think they just saw an event at the library, and, like, you know, we were at the library all the time. They'd take me to story time and stuff, so they just thought it would be fun to go, and... liked it, and so we kept coming back, I guess.
Awesome. That's really neat. So just think of all the little kids you're going to help today, and they'll come back, and they'll be in charge in 13 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks again. Tell me your name again.
I'm Julia Carney.
Julia Carney. Okay, Julia. Thanks so much.
Hi.
So what's your name?
Connor.
How old are you, Connor?
I'm 14.
14. Okay. Does that mean you are a sophomore?
I'm 8th grade.
8th grade. Oh, okay. Lost track. All right. So you guys, this is a finger puppet that you make out of a paper bag, like a lunch bag, and then you put the face of a duck and wings.
Yeah.
And then do the kids have little puppet shows or what?
Yeah, there's going to be a puppet show later for the kids that a scene's put on, and then the kids can use these puppets to act along with them.
Are you putting on the puppet show?
No, I'm not, but some of my friends are, so.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. What's it about?
I'm not sure. I wasn't involved in the writing of it, but yeah.
Might it include ducks?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does.
Okay, thanks, Connor.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, so now I'm back outside. Maybe you can hear some music in the background. And what we have are all these little kids who are gathering because this is the Duckling Day Parade. And they're all dressed up with their masks, and they're all excited. And we have mascots. We have, looks like we have a little marching band, or at least the drum section. Let's go talk to them. Because I'm a drummer. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I play the drums. So hang on. Let's see what these guys have to say. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty good.
Good. What's your name?
I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy and?
I'm Josh.
You're the director.
Yes.
Okay. I should be talking to Josh, probably. No offense, Jimmy.
It's okay.
So how long have you guys been coming out for Duckling Day?
This is our second year doing this.
And you're the Braves marching band?
Yes, out of Whetstone.
Drum section?
Yes.
Anybody else get out of bed to come?
No, just the drum line.
Okay. I play the drums, so, you know. And the drummers are always the one doing all the work, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
When we march in a parade, the drummers never get a rest.
Never take a break.
What about you guys? Any of you guys come to this when you were kids? Anybody come? No? You didn't come when you were a kid? Okay. Well, it's never too late, right?
Right.
Okay. So what are you going to... Are you just going to do a cadence? Just a marching cadence?
Yeah, we'll do a few cadences while the kids are lining up and kicking off the parade.
Awesome. To make it a real parade. It's not a parade without drummers.
That's right.
Okay, are we allowed to get a sample?
Sure, yeah. We'll get something going.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, they're getting set up. Tell me what this is called.
Oh, it's called the quads.
The quads. But there's five on there.
Well, quints.
Oh, the quints.
Yeah.
These guys don't do math, huh? Okay, here we go. Thank you. That was cool. They're very good. Very good. Let me get... Okay, I got your name. I'll say it again.
I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy and...
Dalen.
Dalen.
Garvey.
Garvey.
Ronnie.
Ronnie. Okay, guys. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to be doing Dr. Kavitka's question of the day soon. For those of you that have never listened, we do a contest where we give away free flowers from Weistember Florist. And so in just a second, we have to have you listen to this, but in just a second, you're going to have a chance to win flowers.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, today's show is a Smiles from the Street episode with interviews at an event featuring what? Is it A, swans, B, pigs, C, horses, D, ducklings, or E, teeth? All right, the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four people on the line, and we have, what is it, Kay, Jean, Cindy, and Ellen. And we, there we go, I got to get my dice. Looks like it came up number one, which was Kay. Hey, Kay, are you there?
Yep, hi.
Hi, thank you for listening, first of all, and for calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
Yep, D, ducklings.
That's right, very good. Okay, well, hey, stay on. Hey, what do you do for, are you a student?
Oh, no, I run a dog walking business.
You run a dog walking business? Awesome. That sounds like fun. Is it fun?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they behave?
Some of the time. And I, like, do fundraisers and stuff. I'm trying to start one right now.
Oh, good.
It's not going very well.
It's not going very well. What's the name of your business?
Oh, well, it's Kay's Dog Walking, and also I have a GoFundMe, so.
Okay. Kay's Dog Walking, and there is a GoFundMe. Okay. Yep. Awesome. We'll stay on the line so we can get the info from you so we can make sure you get those flowers from Weistember, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 434, and today we're bringing you a Smiles from the Street episode from Duckling Day. Later on, we're going to give you 8 ways you've been brushing your teeth all wrong, but for now, let's go back to Duckling Day.
So, now I'm going to check out what they have outside, and we have little pools, little kiddie pools full of floating ducks, big ducks, little ducks, all kinds of ducks. It's kind of a cool day for wet floating toy ducks, but the kids are having fun. And then let's come around over here. What do we have over here? Oh, there's this big holding pen, and they have live baby ducks. Wow, aren't they cute? And then over here, they have full-grown ducks. And there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them, and they have pools, and kids are gathered around these pens. It's little ones like look like they can barely stand, and some can't because they're in strollers. Pretty cool.
We're going to have our countdown here. We're going to count down from 10 to 1, and then we're going to say, make way for ducklings. You ready, everybody? Let's start the 30th annual Duckling Day Parade. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Make way for ducklings. Here we go.
All right, so this great big long parade of all these little kids and their parents starting to funnel on down from the back of the library to the front of the library, because out front is where they're going to see the live ducks and the live chicks. Oh, and the parade goes right out onto the street, right up High Street. You guys been coming to this a long time? What's your name?
Matt.
Hey, Matt. So you've been coming to this since you were a kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Probably when I was 10.
Really? And you look to be about 26?
I'm 28.
Close.
Pretty good guess. Pretty good.
And you have 2 children?
Yep. One here and one here.
What are their names?
Violet and Will.
Is this Will down here?
Yeah, he's sleeping.
Okay. So what is Duckling Day? What is Duckling Day? What does it mean to you, or what did it?
Actually, we were just talking. I don't know how it started.
Do you know how it started?
No idea.
What's your name?
Frank.
And Frank, you've been coming to this for a long time?
A couple years, yeah.
As an adult?
Yes. Yeah, with these guys.
With these are your kids?
Yeah, yes.
What are their names?
That's Camille and Farah.
Camille and Kara. So does this promote reading?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some duckling-themed books from the library.
Yeah, there's actually one in the bag, by the way.
Yeah, I saw it. I'm pretty psyched. We'll check it out when we get home.
Cool. It's called Ducks Don't Get Wet.
All right.
Which is strange, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Somebody told me it started 30 years ago, but I'm going to find out more.
I think this is the 30th anniversary, yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah, it really is. Well, thanks so much. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Take care.
All right, so it looks like the end of the parade is coming through now, and they're going all the way around the building and then wind up inside for all the fun.
I am a duckling, a little duckling. I live right here in Whetstone Park. I go swimming in the olden tangy and roost in the trees when it gets dark. When I grow up, I might go traveling. I might fly all the way up to Worthington. I will always come back to this library in Whetstone Park when I want to have some fun. I am a duckling, come on guys, a little duckling. I live right here in Whetstone Park. I go swimming in the Olentangy River and roost in the trees when it gets dark. I like to wiggle, I like to waddle, I like to eat duck food out of a pan. And I like to come here to the Whetstone Library and read as many books as I can.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 434. We've been bringing you a Smiles from the Street episode from Duckling Day, which we're going to continue here in a second. And later on, 8 ways you've been brushing your teeth all wrong.
Okay, so we're in line and we're waiting for the puppet show. And we just met a woman and her daughter. What is your name?
My name's Joyce.
And what is your name? She's going to be shy. Say it.
Tell me your name. Oh, she's Jada.
Jada. Hi, Jada. How old are you, Jada?
Show them how old you are.
Oh, she's sucking her thumb.
So cute. Yeah.
So tell me about Duckling Day. Did you come as a child?
I did not. I came to Columbus to come to college at Ohio State, so I've been here ever since.
Okay. Okay. So you live in Clintonville?
No, I live all the way on the east side, and we come here every year for Ducky Days.
Wow, that's really neat. So you get a book every year, right?
Oh, yes. And a duck.
And that's right. Oh, okay.
A duck for the tub and a book.
Good. And then we're going to have a puppet show.
She loves the puppet show. She missed the first one, so she's very excited about the second one. Come on, honey, talk to the nice guy. Tell him how old you are.
Oh, she's not going to do it. Okay, well, anyway, that's okay. Thank you very much, though.
Thank you.
I would like to welcome everybody to the 30th annual Duckling Day. And my name is Sam.
I'm Laura.
I'm Jeremy.
And we are going to put on a puppet show today called Duckling Day Snooze. Do you know what happens when you snooze? You sleep and then you yawn a lot, don't you? You go, you yawn a lot when you sleep, so we'll have lots of yawning in our puppet show today. But first, I just want to take a second and recognize the folks who made today possible. The first group is the Clintonville Rotary, and they supplied us with the books that are in your goodie bags, and they also handed out the bags today. So let's give the Clintonville Rotary a big hand. We also want to thank the Friends of the Library. Some of the other things in your goodie bags and all the paper was supplied by the Friends of the Library. It's a good group, and you can even join it. So let's give them a big hand. So now, Duckling Day Snooze. Here we go.
Oh, boy! What a parade! What a Duckling Day parade! Hey, did you march in the parade?
Yeah.
Didn't you love the Duckling Day parade?
I missed it because I was too tired. I'm awfully sleepy. I am going home to go to sleep.
How can he be so tired?
And now I want you to applaud all the characters. Yay.
All right, so hey, I was able to track down Sam Pappy, who is kind of like the person in charge of this event, am I right?
Right, I'm the Youth Services Manager here at the Whetstone Library, and I've been part of 25 of the 30 Duckling Days.
Really? 25 out of 30?
Correct, yeah, it's been a long time.
So how did it get started? Whose idea was it? And what was the original mission?
Well, Duckling Day started in Boston in 1986. They started a program called Ducklings Day, and it was based on the book Make Way for Ducklings by Robert McCluskey. It took place in Boston, the story, so the folks in Boston took it over. I will admit we stole the idea, and we could because Robert McCluskey was an Ohio author, born in Hamilton, Ohio. And in 1987, the staff here at the library said that's a great idea, and we ran with it, and it's been going for 30 years since.
Wow, so the purpose is to what? Get kids excited about reading, to what?
It is. You know, it's based on a beloved children's book that children can relate to, and the book was published in 1941. However, it's still a beloved title. You know, it's also a celebration of spring. We have long winters here in Ohio, and it's beautiful that, you know, let's come on out. Let's celebrate reading. Let's celebrate springtime. It's a great time.
Yeah, it was really neat. All these kids dressed up in duck costumes, and there was this one, looked like a grandpa. He had made the wagon into a duck out of paper mache and painted. Did you see it? It looked like professionally done.
Yeah, they were actually here last year, too, so it's one thing to make it, and it's another thing to store it and bring it back every year, which I thought was a pretty good endorsement of loving Duckling Day.
Right, and I spoke to a lot of people who were here with their kids. One gentleman, he's 28 years old, he's married, has two kids who were with him, and he has been coming here for 18 years. He started coming when he was 10, so that's probably pretty neat and heartwarming, huh?
It is very great. We do have families who the parents come up to me and say, you know, my mom and dad took me here when I was a child. And it's nice that they're still in the community and they still feel a part of this event.
And on the other hand, I met a woman who lives on the east side, doesn't even live in the area, and who for 4 years now has been making a point of coming to this event.
Yeah, it does draw folks from all over the city. I had a librarian who works at the Whitehall branch, and she was doing story time, and she said beforehand the families were talking about actually coming to the Whetstone Library from Whitehall to take part in the event. So it does attract folks outside of Clintonville.
Awesome. Okay, so that's just about all the time we have. Next week, we will have an interview with Joe Simon, a retired funeral director and embalmer, discussing behind-the-scenes info on how they create just the right expression on the faces of the deceased and other dental-related information. Unfortunately, we won't have time to talk to you about your toothbrushing habits today. We'll get that in a couple weeks. Be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588 or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.